This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Enjoy another week's worth of conversation information. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, an American Family Farmer, somewhat of an iconic radio performer as well. Been around for a long time. Been around cows for a lot longer than I've been around the radio, actually. But the two of them go nicely together, at least in this circumstance, because I'm all about the advocacy for the family farm. I want to see us, all of us who are family farmers, survive and thrive. Hard to do in the current political climate, in the climate that we find ourselves in, business-wise. It's tough. But you know what? We survive. I'm not complaining. I just want to make it better. It's kind of a combination of information here every week on the food and family and farm sort of life, a combination of all three of them. And so as advocates for the family farmer, we have a focus on family businesses. And I'm hoping that we're going to spend some time today talking about hops and hemp seem to be the new thing that a lot of dairy people are focused on, turning their land into something that's more productive to make the land and the farms more viable. So we have that to focus on. But we're also interested in the locavores, the people who are our support, with the core of our support, that use our products. So the farm, the family, our future, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all wrapped around, unfortunately, what's going on politically. I must say, I'm looking, now that we have ended our New Year's celebration, we're looking forward to a better year. One of the things that's impacting people who are farmers as we start to put our taxes together, a lot of times in wintertime when we don't have the outside work to do, we have the inside work to do, and one of the things we've got to pay attention to is our taxes, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Remember, supposed to help the farmers, made a lot of changes to the tax code, and you're going to see that in your 2018 returns probably for the first time. So for those of us who are farmers, there are a lot of changes. I thought I'd spend a minute or two trying to have you understand, maybe give you enough of information so you go to your accountant and say, okay, well, how do we handle this? What do we do? Because a lot of, it's so difficult. There's 60-some-odd thousand pages in the tax code. So every special interest group like us have things that we got to pay attention to. So I will send you, you can make a few notes if you want to, Section 199A, which is a focus on deductions. If you operate your farm as anything other than a C corporation and aren't aware of how this section will affect your business, ask your accountant. Make sure it's the first thing you talk about with the professional that prepares your taxes. And by the way, I don't believe that anybody who's in this business, anybody anywhere, if you have a, if you're self-employed, you have your own business, don't trust yourself to do your tax. It's worth whatever you pay somebody to do your tax. I found that out a long, long time ago. All kinds of deductions. Anyway, so this deduction I'm talking about replaces the old domestic production activity deduction. It's kind of complicated. There are limitations that may affect whether you get the full benefit. Some items that affect the deduction, wages, taxable income, that sort of thing. I don't want to get in the weeds here. Just ask your tax accountant about the 199A deduction. And then there are changes in C corporations. They don't qualify anymore for the 20% deduction. They're now taxed at a flat 21% corporate rate. This is a reduction for most C corporations, but a lot of farming C corporations kept taxable income below $50,000 and were taxed at a 15% rate. So if you fall into that category, I guess making sure the underscore here is that you make sure you are taking every legitimate deduction. That's why they are there. Take them. Make sure you have kept records so that you can. It's affected my over the years my tax return by as much as 40%. How well I kept records. So you may want to change from a C corporation to an S corporation too. That's better because they're all the pass down goes to you individually under an S corporation. Writing off purchases, something else that you'll probably handle differently. Buying equipment, putting up new buildings, livestock purchases, that sort of thing. You can immediately write off the purchase under the new Section 179. Then if you make $2.5 million, you can, if this goes up to anything, up to $2.5 million in purchases, you can write them right off. Don't have to, you know, sometimes we've all written things off over the years. This way you can write them off. It's kind of an encouragement for American business. Also, bonus depreciation, that's really on not just the new stuff, but older things that you've been depreciating, you can take the depreciation faster. So that's much better for farmers, much better for anybody if it fits the bill, but especially for farmers. Take that depreciation, all of it, right fast as you can. Let's see here. Interest deduction limitation. If you have borrowed more than $25 million, I don't know anybody who has, but if you're borrowing more than $25 million, you're in a different farm category than most of us are in. So that, I'm not sure that that's as important as I am. But I guess the bottom line is maybe here, take time to take your records to somebody who knows what they're doing, who knows what all the deductions, has the right tax programs, because there are a lot of computerized programs, the right ones that focus on what the farmer needs and what your needs are, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Can you do that for yourself? I hope you can do that for yourself. I'm very much a believer I keep good records, and I take every deduction, and my return is like a telephone book. It has the answer to every question anybody might ask. That's what you want. Thoroughness, so that nobody will think that you're doing something you ought not to be doing. I go by the book, right by the book. I report every penny I make, and I take every deduction. And I guess maybe that would be my advice for you. But make sure you got a good professional who knows what the game is. 14 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. Yes, we are going to talk about hemp with the CEO of Hemp Inc. in a matter of moments. Bruce Perlon is going to join us. Right now, I want to help you make yourself look better, feel better about yourself, you, your spouse, people that are in your family. Hopefully you've stopped smoking. I know when I grew up, a lot of the farmers I was around were all big smokers, and they were pretty good drinkers, too. If you smoke or you drink, it affects how you look. Your teeth are not as white as they ought to be. So let's make sure you look as well as you can. Feel good about yourself. The Power Swabs way of whitening your teeth is a clinically proven way. It will, each time you use it, on average, two shades. Your teeth will be two shades whiter. And all it takes 4 or 5 minutes to do it is lift off the stains from your regular normal teeth, caps if you have them, crowns if you have them, veneers if you have them. And there's nothing that makes your teeth or your gums sore. Stains are removed. They are not covered up. They are removed. So your teeth stay whiter for a longer period of time. So let's get on board. Let's call 800-208-1797. And get power swabs to clean up your teeth. 800-208-1797. Mention DJV or Doug Steffen, and you'll get them at 50% of the regular retail price. That's a real bargain for something that does it so well. This is really a great product. I use it every day. Sometimes have fun doing it on the air as I apply the power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, use the DJV code. You can't find this offer online anywhere. You can't find it in stores. You can't find it in dentist's office. The only way you get this discount is by calling 800-208-1797. 1797 for power swabs.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
All right, continuing now on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Bruce Perlewin, who is the CEO of a company called Hemp Inc., which has become hugely successful, now to the point of it being a publicly traded company. A lot of divisions. The industrial hemp space is very important in my mind. I'm going to be growing hemp next year on my farm, and I'm encouraging other people to do it. As a matter of fact, Bruce, I'm going to talk to you about some innovative things. I think farmers have to get together. Around here in Massachusetts, it's hemp or hops. That's the new battle cry for dairy people who can't make it work. Hemp or hops. They're not related to completely different crops, but it's interesting how we are getting our minds out of the place of where we were to grow when we had to grow corn for our cows. So how did you come into this world? What's your story?
Oh, my God. Okay. 54 years ago, and it was the 60s, I grew up in the 60s, and I started selling marijuana in North Miami because that was like the main port of entrance for most of the marijuana coming into the country. And I just grew bigger and bigger until I ended up moving to the West Coast of the United States and became the largest marijuana smuggler in West Coast history. And media dubbed me the King of Pot. Okay.
Good that you admit it. Anyway, that's a great way to start. You're a hero in many people's minds, I suppose.
Right.
Anyway,
exactly. Yeah. I got to spend 9 years in federal prison for being the king of pot, and I got out about 25 years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so bad. I got 5 college degrees. I was in the last two co-ed prisons in America. So I literally walked around holding hands with a girlfriend. And the women would go there.
So does it? Does it bother you now that marijuana is being legalized here and there? To think that if it had been legal when you were doing what you were doing, well, maybe you wouldn't have done it. Actually, maybe that's part of this whole thing. Is when you think back, do you resent the fact that you did something then that was illegal that's now been made legal?
Yeah, no, I don't have any resentment because I made good use of that time. A lot of people don't, and I resent the fact that there's a lot of people in jail for, in some cases, for life for just marijuana. That's inexcusable.
Yeah, well, that'll probably change somewhat. I think my lawyers who are working with me, I'm going to do a cannabis grow on my farm because it's legal here in Massachusetts, and the lawyers say the whole thing's going to change in the next year and a half. They're going to make the bill that makes it a state's rights issue. You want to have marijuana in your state? Fine. So we'll see where that goes. But I want to talk with you specifically about hemp as we move ahead here on the American Family Farmer. It's 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on in. Days alone stand till our diesel.
Expressing our desire to have the family farm succeed, I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm with Bruce Perlin, who is the CEO of Hemp Inc., giving us his background, kind of an interesting hardcore background, which is perfect, actually. The thing, I don't know, you may have been at that Hemp Expo that was held last year in, I think it was Milwaukee. I'm trying to remember where I went for that thing. But I find the confusion among people who don't know any better between hemp and marijuana. In some cases, they are grown in the same place. I'm going to grow hemp and marijuana on my farm. But if it's legal, that's fine. If it isn't, then you can't. But people still don't really get, Bruce, the difference between the two. Is that something that you've had a hard time? Have you spent a lot of time explaining the difference to people?
Yeah, actually, in every one of our press releases, we have a section, what's the difference between hemp and marijuana? Yeah. And the difference is that marijuana, or cannabis, medical cannabis or recreational cannabis, you can get high on because it has a lot of THC. Yeah. Hemp, you don't get high at all. You can smoke it all day long. You can eat tinctures with it. You can put CBD, which is the active ingredient in the hemp plant that has all these health benefits that they're saying, under your tongue, and you will not get high at all. So that's the main difference.
Right. So the farm bill that was signed by the president at the end of December legalizes hemp and the hemp industry in all 50 states. So what does that do? You talk about CBD oil. I've had a lot of doctors on my – I do a couple of different specialty programs in addition to the DJV show that I do every weekday morning. And on the health show, we talk a lot about CBD oil and how it's a very good – it's an extract, but it's very good in place of opioids – that sort of thing. The business, it seems to me, is going to, in the next 10, 12, 14 years, go through the roof to the point where it'll really impact some of the drug companies. Do you think that's an accurate assumption?
I think that's an understatement.
Okay.
It is literally the fastest growing industry on earth today right now. It's growing by 700% a year. Every time you turn around, there's a new CBD shop opening up somewhere in a different state, and chains of them, and everyone's starting to carry CBD and smokable CBD. They're starting to smoke hemp because if it's a high CBD hemp plant, that goes into your bloodstream immediately through the lungs, and you feel the benefits immediately instead of going through the digestive tract, which takes about 45 minutes.
A lot of doctors are now prescribing that rather than marijuana for the exact reason that you just outlined, that it helps people with their pain. It helps people. I know a woman who was a teacher with me when I was teaching school 40 years ago, who unfortunately has breast cancer, and it's very painful, and not much can be done about it at the moment except to alleviate her pain. So she smokes 3 or 4 joints. I don't know. Do you call hemp smoking? Is that you're smoking joints? I don't even know. Unlike you, I've never smoked anything in my life. I don't do drugs. I don't do liquor. I don't do anything. But I see this as a viable way to keep farms going, and that's why I'm so supportive of it. It's a great business, frankly.
It is a great business, and it has the opportunity, because of the economics, to bring back the small family farm to the American landscape.
Right.
And that's something that we champion with our company. We help the small family farmer get started. Because when you can make $1 million on 5 acres, net, not gross, net, all of a sudden the small family farm becomes a viable entity again, where we've lost that over the decades. We've lost a small family farm, which is horrible. You know, everyone's moved to the cities.
It's part of the American way of life. And hemp was legal before. We used it during World War II for rope and clothing and stuff, and because of the prejudices in the U.S. Congress, they found a lot of black people that were making money growing hemp, and they put a stop to it for that reason, as obvious as it is to some who understand history. All right, we'll continue, Bruce. Hold on. Bruce Berlewin from Hemp Inc. is here on the American Family.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These 5-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the spring, to turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night.
Back to the American Family Farmer, your opportunity every week to find out what's going on and maybe with an idea or two that will help you in terms of having viability, sustainability on your farm. Bruce Perlewin is here, has a publicly traded company called Hemp Inc. So when did you go public, Bruce?
Well, I went public about 10 years ago in what was back then the first publicly traded company in America of now, you know, hundreds and hundreds of them, and that was called Medical Marijuana Inc. And about 6 years ago, I sold that, and I started Hemp Inc. because I saw Hemp Inc. or hemp itself as the future, not medical marijuana, in terms of, you know, who and what will grow bigger, you know, worldwide.
So under the circumstances, I guess the bottom line here for the small family farmer is how do you get it? And I'm going to ask you this because I've investigated it myself, and I've found people, and this is something that you and I maybe talk about off the air as well as on the air, people who know how to get the right seed, they know how to grow it, they know how to harvest it, they know what to do. Like, until I get into this, I didn't realize there were different types of hemp. You grow hemp for oil, or you grow it for the cellulose, the stuff that's used for rope, or this, but you don't use the same plant. For all of them, you grow different kinds of plants, right?
Correct. The hemp that people think of mostly is the tall, skinny vine, you know, stalk. And you see fields of them growing about 4 inches apart, sort of like corn, but much closer. And that's what you get your fiber and your core. And the core you can make hempcrete out of and a whole host of products, and the fiber, of course, is for textiles, and of course, the seeds you eat, or you turn into hemp hearts or hemp protein. The hemp that is that you grow for CBDs is a small bushy plant. It's about 3 feet wide and maybe 4 or 5 feet tall. Unless you're a good grower, you get as tall as 8 feet. And it's completely different. It's got a lot of branches and it's got a lot of buds, and that's what you want. And it actually looks sort of exactly like marijuana, except you just don't get high on it. You grow it the same way. And if you're not a cannabis farmer, by the way, or cannabis grower, I can almost guarantee that you will fail the first year if you don't have somebody advising you that has grown cannabis. I mean,
oh yeah, you have people know what they're doing. Oh yeah, right, yeah. No, the same thing is true with the hemp, because especially when it comes to harvesting, you got to have somebody that knows what they're doing. They have to. I mean, it's a special industry, the way the stuff is packaged. And what you store and sell. I mean, it's a very, very, you don't go into this. It's not for the faint of heart. But you better, if you're going to go into it, know what the end game is. It's not some, not like, you know, we all know how to plant corn, and we all know when we're all done, we're either going to grow sweet corn and feed it to people, or we're going to grow cow corn and feed it to cows. We know how to chop it and put it in the silo, and that's it. With this stuff, it's very treacherous. You can, it's good if you have the right stuff and you have people that are going to help you to do it, but it's not good if you, you don't go into it cold. You just don't.
No, you don't. And we have a thing called the Hemp University. It's at the educational division of our company. And we train farmers. We trained over 500 farmers how to grow hemp in North Carolina. Now, how to harvest it and cure it, that's a whole world. You have to hang it up, for 1 week while you dry. You have to dry it between 55 degrees and 55% relative humidity. After you dry it, you then have to put it in multiple different kinds of sacks. Everybody has their own choice, from super sacks to totes. And you have to open it every single day, and they call that burping it. And you need to do that for 2 weeks. Otherwise, it'll get ruined and get mold. You got to make sure that mold doesn't grow. So you have to have a dehumidifier in the room, a heater in the room. All these factors come into play. Then you need to shuck it or chuck bucket, take the buds off. You can do that by hand or mechanically. And then you need to trim it. The stuff that you're going to trim and sell as buds, or you're going to squish it up and sell it. And yes, what they call it, they call them pre-rolls, not joints anymore. Pre-rolls right. is what a hemp joint is. Okay. And yep. that's a lot of steps. And every step of the way, you got to make sure that the moisture is right, because you can lose an entire crop to mold. You can lose an entire crop to spider mites when it's growing, and people say it's a weed that you don't have to worry about diseases. That's not true at all. There is a lot of diseases you need to worry about. And of course, all the hemp growers are organic farmers and gardeners, because most of the biomass is sold to extraction companies that extract the CBD oil out of it. Well, if you used Roundup or some other chemical, no. It concentrates it into the oil.
Right. You're done.
And that oil will not be allowed on the marketplace because the oil has to be tested.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how Monsanto and Bayer and Dow all want to get into this space, and they're so stupid they don't even know what they haven't a clue. You just said something that most of those people don't know. They want to use their products to make it quote unquote easier to grow the product, the hemp, and what they'll do is ruin it. And so anybody who gets approached by your local seed guy and says, okay, we got just the thing for you, you better run in the other direction, like you ought to anyway when it comes to anything that comes from Monsanto and those guys. The best way to ruin what you're doing is to have any connection to any of their products. Is that too much of a broad statement, or am I on solid
ground? No, that is not. Oh, you're right on point. As an example, where do you get the seed? Okay, there is way more than one or two lawsuits going on because people bought seed that was non-viable seed. And these are not even from Monsanto's. These are just from, other growers. They were supposed to be feminized and they weren't. The seeds didn't germinate. You had a 23% germination rate in one case. You can't plant a field with 23% germination rate. And so a lot of people are suing their seed provider because they got the wrong seed. So you really have to that you start with the soil, and then the second thing is the seed. And you really need to know who to get your seeds and or your clones from. A lot of people are selling clones in this industry because with a clone, you're guaranteed a female plant.
Yes.
Seeds, you may or may not be.
Right. Get a lot of, I think that's happening with both hemp and with marijuana. Buying plants that have been started is a pretty practical way to get into it. You agree?
Oh, absolutely. Most people in Oregon, where we just set up a big processing facility up in Oregon, most of those people all start from seed. Most people in North Carolina, which we have a giant plant there as well, all and Colorado, all use clones because the seed technology to get feminized seed that guarantees to be a female has not really evolved. Maybe last year you could actually get to a couple really good companies that really did have maybe 1 in 4,000 seeds would be a male. So that technology, until that matures a little bit more, you know the right guys to get it from, you go with clones because you're assured of a female plant.
Yeah. All right. Lots of helpful information. You were trying to help out small family farms survive and survive well under the circumstances. There are a few other misconceptions about growing hemp, et cetera, that I want to get to. Bruce Perlewin is here with us, the CEO of Hemp Inc. Here's a good way for farmers and their families to get a good night's rest. Use MyPillows. MyPillow at MyPillow.com is good for you, good for everybody in your family, good for your pets. I have a MyPillow pet pillow, which is, I think, about 4x4. And I had Daisy a little accident on it last week, so I just put the whole thing in the washing machine, and it came out the same as my pillows, my pillows that I sleep on. You can wash them, you can dry them, and they're back to being brand new. They are machine washable and dryable completely. Made with the patented interlocking fill that's in all of the My Pillows, the pet pillow is basically the same product. It keeps your pet cool and comfortable. And it is, again, the kind of product that you've come to expect from MyPillow, along with all their great pillows. Use the promo code DJV to save up 50% on the MyPillow for pets or on any of the roll-and-go pillows, regular pillows, sheets, mattress covers. It's all there. Improve your ability to get a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and save tons of money on America's fastest growing sleep product line.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is the American Family Farmer Show, as you may know. I'm Doug Steffen here with a focus on something that happened this past week that I thought we ought to spend a little time on because it is my favorite part of farming. I'm a dairy guy, been around cows all my life. So to celebrate National Milk Day is kind of a cool thing. It goes back to the middle of January 1878 when the milk that was being sold was put into glass bottles. I don't know what they put it in before, but the bottles were filled and sealed with wax paper. Kind of a cool thing. Before that, actually, conditions for storing milk and delivering it were not very sanitary, and that's where pasteurization came, because things were so hazardous. Most everybody had a cow, or two or three or four, but what was going on, in fact, a lot of factories had cows, grain factories, the mills along rivers, all spotted across our country. They all had cows in sheds. They'd feed them what was left over of the grains that they couldn't sell or use. So the cows were in these sheds, and they never let them out. They had buildings for them, but they didn't have pasture for them, so they stayed inside all the time, and they were pretty messy, and the milk that came out of them, they didn't clean the cows well, so the milk became kind of hazardous and treacherous, and from that was born pasteurization, and from that came the idea to fill these bottles and seal them. So the technology to pasteurize, even though it's changed a lot over the years and doesn't really give us the kind of quality milk that we used to have with the old pasteurization process, it's still interesting to note, I think, that milk is an important part of our diets. And we can look forward to seeing probably more and more of it delivered in bottles as we move ahead. The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Bruce Perlewin from Hemp Inc. We're talking about how to save your small family farm, how you can make a good deal of money, even in a fairly small plot. Here in New England, where I am, we don't have the huge fields that you can find maybe in the Carolinas or on the West Coast or in the Midwest. We have, you know, a lot of the hay fields that I've used over the years, Bruce, are 5 acres, 10 acres, 14, 15 acres, that sort of thing. And as I was looking into hemp, trying to find some bigger fields, I do note that there are people who have made a good deal of money growing, not in terms of acreage, large plots of land. That's because the hemp can be grown in a concentrated fashion, amongst other things, right?
And not only a concentrated fashion, but it's so valuable. The most valuable, other than some rare exotic herbs, it's the most valuable plant on the face of the earth today.
Well, that's saying something. So what do we not know about hemp? What are the things that people think about hemp that aren't really... I mean, I made a statement a few minutes ago about the political realities of why it was stopped in the first place. This is a product that's been around almost forever. Can you even trace back to the origins of the hemp?
Oh, yeah, it goes way back to Egyptian time.
And yeah, it's a Middle Eastern product. So, you know, it's been transferred around the world. How much of it is grown in Europe? I don't know much about European hemp production.
Here's who's growing hemp. You got about 1.5 million acres being grown in China. You got about 500,000 being grown in, but none of that's for CBDs. That's all for textiles. In Canada, you got about 500,000, a little bit more, and they grow that for the seed, the hemp protein, and the hemp hearts, and the hemp oil. All right, not CBD oil, but hemp oil. Europe is a mixture, mostly food, and you get about 250,000 acres being grown there. I believe America this year, and it's not this year, definitely next year, because what happened, the demand is so far ahead of the supply, it's not even close. It's like 1,000 to 1. There's 1,000 times more demand than there is the supply. Now, this year, a lot of big growers are going to be growing in. They're still not going to hit the supply. I mean, the demand. So we got about a 3 or 4 year run before we even level off, where the supply and the demand are equal.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And there are people that will come into it and then they'll go out of it for whatever the reasons. But CBD oil is the best product, but there are so many other uses for it. Something to keep in the back of your mind as you try to figure out what to do. So people can, is there a website where people can go? Does Hemp Inc. have a website?
Sure. The best one is hempinc.com. Mm-hmm. And HempIncPresents.com. HempIncPresents is easier because it's just a bunch of videos you can watch. And HempInc.com has all the factual information on it that you have to read.
All right.
As opposed to just watching.
Very helpful. Best of luck, Bruce. Thank you for being here. Bruce Perlewin, CEO of Hemp Inc., with some good news about the future for lots of farmers in our country. 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the farm.
That's the American Family Farmer. Advice for the family farmer, the person that runs a farm family business, the locavores who use the product as our farms are grocery stores to a lot of people, especially in season. Every week we do something different here in order to give you encouragement and ideas on moving forward. The latest of our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Begins with news about the second round of trade payments, milk prices, that sort of thing. I notice they're going higher, but they still are nowhere near where they need to be. We'll give you that information. Also talk to Jackie Allenbrand on the current podcast, who started Farm Dog USA, PHARM, Pets Helping Agriculture in rural Missouri. Pretty interesting idea. They train dogs there, primarily Labradors, Lab Mixes, to do a variety of tasks, retrieving or picking up dropped tools, opening latch gates, the latch gate system where the cows are out in the fields, carrying buckets, standing and bracing if a farmer has stability issues. Jackie determines the need of prospective clients, makes farm assessments, facilitates placement of the dogs. She and another trainer handle the training for the dogs and their new owners. And it's a fabulous program. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, dog.org. Learn about that at the current podcast, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Also, I opine about the wasted time worrying about methane gas and global warming, which has become a hot topic with me. If you listen with any regularity, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So all of these podcasts, go back to the very beginning, are all at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the Farm Bureau and their relationship to big oil right after this.
It's the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
All right, so let's examine for a few more. A lot of you belong to the American Farm Bureau. I do. I belong to the Massachusetts Farm Bureau since I was a kid. I have found that I have fallen out of favor with them and they with me because of the very thing I'm about to talk about here. I know when Steve Scalise is on the floor of the House. He's always talking about it. He's always waving around. He was denouncing the carbon tax, and instead of going to research that was done by people in the government, he talked about farmers, the American Farm Bureau Federation, about their pronouncements on carbon tax, which basically come from the Koch family, David and Charles Koch, who are the oil folks, Koch Industries. They have been obviously trying to get the tax resolutions when it came to this sector taken care of. So Scalise is their lapdog, and they aren't using their own data. They're using Farm Bureau's data. But what people don't know is the Farm Bureau is funded in large part by Koch and Koch Industries. Not that that's bad, but you at least ought to know what the agenda is. I have no problem. The Koch's father started the John Birch Society. It's a political group, a philosophy. There are probably a lot of things in there to embrace, a lot of things farmers like, but know where the information is coming from. I haven't trusted the Farm Bureau for a long time because I think that they don't defend us. They're defending the fossil fuel interest because it's good for them, because they're getting a lot of their funding from the folks at Koch. So anyway, there are a lot of things you can explore. This whole business about agriculture's role in climate change is pretty nonsensical, actually. I do get what people are saying when it comes to the beef industry and perhaps some of the business about water and air quality, that sort of stuff. But I think the bottom line here with my thoughts are the Farm Bureau maybe need to go to other places to get your information about things like climate change. I guess that's probably and what our impact as farmers is in that arena.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.